Paddy, you've introduced four influencing styles. Are there any other factors or principles that can influence others?
John, most of what we've done now is obvious. We're saying facts, give people good facts, one fact, well-researched facts. If they're open to that, they're going to do what you want. If they're open to facts, they understand how strong a fact is, something that's occurred. If you feel they're not open to that, they're perhaps not quite open to reason, we look at asserting. So we're talking about an incentive, something attractive to them, not you, something attractive to them that would move them in the direction you want them to. And that way you'll get compliance. If you really want high voltage energy, then we're looking at inspiring leadership, establishing some sort of common ground, generating excitement, talking about the future in a not in a cynical way, but in a genuine way about what could be achieved here if we worked more closely or more creatively. Now, make sure that you're open to that inspiration. There's no lack of connection between the way you operate and what you're suggesting the organisation do. So we all benefit from this. And finally, that idea that we would listen very carefully, pay attention, I suspect spend 70% of your time listening rather than speaking. Finally, I just want to talk about a subtle way of operating. Now, there's a principle of influencing called liking. A bit simple to say, but liking. If people like you, they're more likely to cooperate. I saw some research where they were talking about litigation, particularly in the States, with doctors. And you would assume that the doctors who make the most mistakes get sued the most. Not the case. Apparently, some of the ones that are sued are some of the most professional and skilled doctors and surgeons in the world. But they're sued because they upset the patient, not because they necessarily made mistakes. There are some who've made many mistakes who seem to be liked and highly regarded because of their interpersonal skills, and they don't get sued. And some of the, as I said, the highly skilled ones, because they may be perceived as arrogant or they don't listen well, or they don't treat people with respect, they get sued, which, you know, in a sense, doesn't make sense. So what can you do to be liked? One is, as I said, look at people when you're speaking to them, nod, pay attention, certainly remember names, whatever you have to do that. Consider shaking hands when you meet people, particularly when there's an occasion to do that. Engage in small talk. Make sure the small talk relates to the person's life and not yours, and vary your pace. If they speak quickly, I'd suggest you move your pace a little bit towards theirs. If they speak very slowly, then it's difficult to do, but slow your pace down. And subconsciously, you're seen to be a little more like them. There's less of a disconnect. So liking, to me, is easily the most important principle, and it's embedded in most of the things you do. The people that we don't like, we can treat quite firmly. Like when I'm negotiating, if I were purchasing an item, if they treat me badly and I don't like them, I feel like I have permission now to be much, much firmer with them than I normally would. My obligation to be polite is almost not there because of the way they've treated me. So we've discussed a number of ways of influencing people. None of this is of any use to you unless you practice. So I'd so appeal to you that you look at one of these styles over the next several days. Practice each one of them each day. So be better with your facts and quicker. Think about attractive incentives. Really think about talking to your staff about a future in a way that gets them excited. And be known for someone who listens very, very carefully. And in general terms, see what you can do to be more friendly, more open, more hospitable. I'll leave you with a story. I was working with a CEO and we were walking through his building on the way out to the car park. And one of his staff said to him, "Good morning, Mr. X." He wanted to be called Mr. And he didn't say anything back. And as we got to the car park, I said, "Look, I hope you don't mind my asking, but did you hear that person?" He said, "Yes." And I said, "But you didn't reply to them. Why is that?" And he said, "It's none of your business." So I thought, I don't need to ask anymore. He doesn't want to be liked. He's got a job to do. He doesn't really care whether people like him or not. But I thought, what an expensive behaviour. I mean, how is that person going to get even with him? So that's it. If you want to know more, go to my website. I have a free newsletter which has a lot of great ideas on how you might influence more professionally and more effectively. The website is www.paddyspruce.com.au. Now remember, none of this is of any use to you whatsoever unless you practice and become skilled at it. So you must go out and practice, and I'd suggest you take each of the five behaviours and work at them until they become second nature to you. So thank you very much for this session, and good luck in the future.
You've been listening to professional speaker and corporate trainer Paddy Spruce on The Art of Influence, How to Get What You Want from Others. This audio seminar is one in a series brought to you by the International Institute of Directors and Managers. Thank you for listening.